Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Best of luck. Now let's turn back to that story we've been talking about all morning. Major changes to the Leaving Cert may require students to sit a single written English exam, down from two, of course, at the present. And there would be a project worth 40% at the end of fifth year, not sixth year. This could potentially come into place for those students entering fifth year in September 2026, according to Carl O'Brien, who's writing about it in the Irish Times today. We're joined by Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School in Cork. Conor, your reaction to this news?
Major disappointment and intense worry about what it means for my students and for society in general afterwards. I have three major issues, the three major obvious issues. It's first, the inequity of having an exam or a project, rather, at the end of fifth year. Not every student has the benefits of having, for instance, my son has an English teacher at home. We have a little library and everything. Not every student has that, as we discovered in COVID. Some families barely have a laptop to share amongst people, never mind any room or an English teacher on hand to help them with a project worth 40% of their CAO. And then you have the major problem of AI. And I have no idea how I'm going to be able to spot AI if a student hands up a project to me, especially since I believe the project is supposed to be word processed. So they're just copying and pasting into documents. They're the two major ones. And then you have the issue of, specifically with English, you have a 40% project of a developmental subject, a subject that you get better and better at as you continue to do it. So the more English you write, the more essays you write, the better you get at them. And my understanding is that part of the 40% is going to be creative writing, which for me would be a core element of our education in general. So lopping off a year of the development of creative writing and teaching kids and then develop their own voice seems counterintuitive, you know, for an educational system to do, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, all really, really good points. We've been talking about it all morning, Conor. I express concern. Now you're the expert. We're merely lay people, just commenting on this. But we also, and all the points you make are really valid, I think. We also, I was arguing that I worried that this was a further dumbing down of the Leaving Cert. Kira was making the argument that she thought this idea of always taking stress out of people's lives, that actually it actually doesn't help people. It doesn't help students in the long run, that you need to build resilience and stress as part of life. Do you understand either of those concerns, or would you disagree or agree with those?
Both are valid. The dumbing down is an interesting one, because if you end up, so 40% for, I think it's going to be creative writing and what they call a comparative element. And then you have left over from that is Shakespeare, poetry, comprehension, functional writing, all going in a 2.5 hour exam. And so I'm considering AI and what I've said before, it's quite clearly being dumbed down. You're going from 6 hours of writing down to a very small amount of writing, 2.5 for the actual exam. You don't have time to actually cover those elements in any great depth. So they end up, you know, they won't be educated in the depth required, or that we're used to now, that you would have received or I would have received, our students today in fifth and sixth year are receiving. So the education is obviously being dumbed down, especially if 40% is going to be done by AI. In terms of no stress, that's a very interesting one, because the first exam the students do at the present is English Paper 1. And English Paper 1 is a beautiful exam. It slowly guides them into the whole exam process.
Yeah.
The exam paper is designed to ease them into it. And then stress does arrive later on, and there's no problem. There's no harm with a bit of stress. We all have to suffer stress, and we all have to learn how to deal with it. So on both counts, you are correct. If maybe for the paper one, slightly differently.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to happen?
I pray to God not. I do not want a society that dumbs down English of all subjects. It's the core element of what makes Ireland a great society, our ability to express ourselves coherently, even if I can't write now, and articulate our thoughts, and you're lopping off a year off that. You're encouraging kids to do AI. You're encouraging the middle classes to receive what would be a better education because they have the resources at home, and you're plumbing down. It's a disaster for everybody on every single level.
Well, I think you've been incredibly coherent. Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.